This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Vivian this morning. Good morning, Vivian.
Hi. So, I met this guy at a party.
Oh,
we're going to get right into it.
You're going right into this. Okay, that's totally...
No, you're good. Go ahead.
You're an eager beaver. I love it. Okay.
I want to know what's going on. So we met at a party and we just like really hit it off. He got my number. We were like texting for about a week and then he asked me on a date.
What was the dinner date? Oh, you went to dinner?
We went to dinner and drinks and a comedy show and it was so much fun. I like can't remember the last time I had such a great date. But since then, he's full on ghosted me and I cannot figure out for the life of me why.
Interesting. Comedy show. That's a great first date. Although it could be that like sometimes it's risky. You don't want to bring some because comedy's subjective. Like,
okay.
And what if the comedian starts talking about sex or something that makes you uncomfortable and one of you is laughing?
Well, what a great way to find out if somebody is on the same page with you as far as humor.
I'm really racking my brain. Like I thought about that and I don't think that's it.
All right. Okay. Well, we have Lucas on hold. So we're going to talk to Lucas.
Okay.
Get to the bottom of it. We're going to conference you guys together. We will do the best that we can to negotiate a second date, which is so romantic.
Thank you.
All right. So Vivian now on hold. Let's talk to Lucas here.
Okay.
Lucas.
Hello.
Hey, it's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and Katie's here as well. You are on the second date update, and we just got done talking to Vivian about your first and only date.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy. Yes. Your first and only date with Vivian. She said that it was great, that there was a lot of laughing. You went to a comedy club. That's fun.
Yeah.
So do you not want a second date with her?
Honestly, I don't really want a second date, no.
Okay, so then why?
Okay, so... at the comedy show, she just like flipped the switch and started heckling.
Oh no. What?
And it was so uncomfortable. I go to comedy shows all the time. I love comedy. And it was like such a faux pas. Like,
Was she heckling or was she like one of those drunk girls
Yeah, I consider yelling at the comedian in any way,
heckling.
Like good or bad.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. I agree with that. Okay, all right, hold on. We're going to get Vivian back on.
Oh, God.
Vivian, are you there?
Yes.
So you heard that. Don't do that.
Well, hold on.
I didn't. The comedian is known for doing crowd work. I was just helping him with his crowd work.
Oh, gross.
Okay, hold on. Before we get ahead of ourselves, when you say helping, what does that mean to you?
I was
like he was talking about something and like I would throw out something that was related. Like the comedian loved it. He had so much like fodder for his, like it was material for him.
It's not an improv show.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
It's literally a comedy show where somebody is performing their set. You can't just interrupt them.
I have to tell you, Vivian, the idea of this is like making me tense up.
This is the problem with comedians like Matt Rife. Because I'm going to guess, Vivian, that you follow Matt Rife on TikTok, don't you?
Yes, I love him.
See, I knew it. I think that a-holes like that guy have completely turned people like Vivian into thinking that comedy is some sort of back and forth.
I think if a comedian can do both, it makes them a really good comedian.
But if a comedian is doing crowd work, it's because they have to do crowd work.
Whatever. Who cares? If it's funny, it's funny.
I absolutely care. It's so embarrassing having the person that you're with yell at the comedian.
Well, of course. Yep. No, I understand that part.
And Vivian, this isn't your fault, okay?
Well, yes, it is.
No.
There have been comedians that have been doing crowd work forever, and you have to know that if they're not talking to you, don't talk.
They've never posted on TikTok nothing but crowd work, though.
Who cares?
It is sending a message to people like Vivian that this is what a comedy show is, and it's not
you
what a comedy show is.
In those videos screaming stuff out at Matt Rife.
But the whole thing of I am trying to help the comedian.
I don't know that we want to.
All right,
that.
So if we admit that this was just a misunderstanding, can we get a second date, Lucas?
Listen, I think I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm comfortable moving forward.
Yeah.
Sorry for ghosting.
All right. I tried.
Vivian, sorry.
And listen, I'm not mad at you for what it's worth. I don't think this is your fault. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. All right. It's a second date update on the Wake Up Call. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.